The idea of taking three steps before Shmona Esrei, the simple idea is it's as though I'm advancing towards my Creator, I'm taking three steps forward, and at the end of Shmona Esrei, I take three steps back. The concept has different understandings in Chazal. The Shulchan Aruch even brings different midrashim. One midrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu took three steps towards the sneh. It says, Vayar Hashem kisal lirot. Moshe saw the burning bush, he took three steps towards it, and then God appeared to him. So do we take three steps before we address God in our Shmona Esrei? Another understanding is that the Talmud tells us that Nebuchadnezzar once wrote a letter, and he wrote a letter to the Jewish king. Actually, okay, he didn't write the letter, but he was the messenger. There was a letter written to the Jewish king, and in that letter, he put his name before God's name. And then Nebuchadnezzar, who was an officer then, he said, that's not Derech Eretz. You don't put your name before God's name. And then he ran after the messenger to switch that. And he ran three footsteps, and then he realized he'd lost it. He missed him. For those three footsteps that he ran in God's honor, he was granted to be king over the whole world. And then Nebuchadnezzar actually ruled the world in his time. He ruled civilization in his time. So we too, we try to show that we're making up. He walked three footsteps in honor of God, we're walking three footsteps. So those are the three footsteps we take forward in Shmona Esrei. There are other understandings, but these are two of the understandings. We take three steps forward as we begin Shmona Esrei. And at the end of Shmona Esrei, it's as though we're walking back to our place. We're walking out of the prayer and we take three steps back. Technically, at the end of Shmona Esrei, a person takes three steps back, he bows, he says, Oshom and Rom of Yashom, etc., and he concludes Shmona Esrei. We don't go back to our place after that. We don't walk three steps forward. A person is supposed to stand in place after having taken three steps back until the Chazan reaches Kaddish. When the Chazan reaches Kaddish, Kedusha, when the Chazan reaches Kedusha, he takes three steps back to his place to say the Kedusha. But technically, when we took three steps back, it's as though we finished our conversation. That's why we took three steps back. So Chazan say, take three steps back. Don't walk right back in again. You just walked away. So the idea is stay your place. And
a lot of people walk back.
Right. So the custom has become that people take three steps backwards, and then they take three steps forward. The Talmud says that is an error. The best a person can do, if for whatever reason a person has to walk back to his place, taking the three steps forward again, then one should wait till the Chazan begins Chazar Sashatz. And if not that, one should at least wait the time it would take him to take four footsteps, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever. He should wait a small period of time to indicate that the three steps back are over. And then he takes the three steps forward again back to his place. But it's unclear where that custom comes from, because the Gemara clearly says not to do it. The Mishnah Brura mentions that it seems to have evolved that when people take three steps back at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, after waiting a period, they do walk again forward three steps, and the question is where that come from.
I was sort of do like, what's that? He was on the Panecha, and after that, walk forward again.
No, wait 2 or 3 seconds and then.
Okay.